devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drives the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it. Driven by affection for his wife and children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called Rasa.
Mukti is some active service. It is not a sentiment. And service means work. Not like the kormi. Kormi or anyone is working. He is working with some taste. Just like the example is given here. A householder is working day and night. Unless he has got some taste, suppose one has got wife and children, so to maintain them, he has to work very hard. But there is some pleasure in serving the wife and children. This is a crude example. Similarly, bhakti means service with some taste. Sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said, sadhu swadhu pade pade. The more you serve, the more you relish taste. Without relishing taste, nobody can render devotional service. It is practical. Swadhu, swadhu, padhe, padhe. In every state, just like Rupa Goswami, he was minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. So, materially, he was getting honor, money, and therefore he was attached. This is also a crude example. So he resigned from the government post and he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So unless he tasted something better, how could he give up his government service? There must be some taste. So that is being explained. Go on.
That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called rasa, or a kind of mellow, or relationship, whose taste is very sweet. Bhakti rasa is a mellow different from the ordinary rasa enjoyed by mundane workers. Mundane workers labor very hard day and night in order to relish a certain kind of rasa, which is understood as sense gratification. The relish or taste of the mundane rasa does not long endure, and therefore mundane workers are always apt to change their position of enjoyment. A businessman is not satisfied by working the whole week, therefore wanting a change for the weekend, he goes to a place where he tries to forget his business activities. Then, after the weekend is spent in forgetfulness, he again changes his position and resumes his actual business activities. Material engagement means accepting a particular status for some time and then changing it. This position of changing back and forth is technically known as poga tyaga, which means a position of alternating sense enjoyment and renunciation.
The material world, because everything is temporary. So, sometimes when you are fed up with material activities, we stop to do it and become a renouncer. Bhogatyaga. Great Sir Sava, you know this story. A jackal entered into a vine orchard and it was very high. He began to jump to get the grapes, but when he failed, he said, "Oh, these grapes are sour, it is nonsense." The Kurmis are like that they work very hard, but they cannot release any permanent happiness. That is not possible. Therefore, they give up. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. They give up this worldly activity as false Jagan Mithya. But they do not release anything. Actually, they do not release what is Brahma Su. Therefore, again they fall down. Many the jnani sannyasis, they give up this world as jagat mithya. This world is false. They take sannyas. Then after working for some time, they again take to political activities, philanthropy activities. They see that the people are suffering for want of education, for want of food. So let me engage in providing food, shelter, education. But this education, food problem is there in the material world. The Mayavadi sannyasis, if they think that this world is false, why he is agitated by the sufferings of the world? It is false. That the thing is, that in the spiritual field, because they have no engagement, advanced engagement from this side, or do it there, from there. So, this so-called sannyasi, Brahma Satya, again, Jagan Mithya, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Arjya Krichena Parang Padam Tato Padanti Adha. This okay.
आसाम का प्रधानमंत्री महेंद्र नाथ
ब्रह्म सत्य जगन मिथ्या जगत इज नॉट मिथ्या टू द वैष्णव टू द डिवोटी we cannot accept that this jagat, this world, is false. No. How it can be false? Suppose you enter in a very beautiful garden, very nicely trimmed, so many nice flowers, buildings, everything is there nice. The proprietor of the garden takes you to show you, and if you say, oh, it is all mithya, then how much depressive you can receive. I brought this friend to show the beauty of this garden, and he says it is mithya. Similarly, we don't want to depress Krishna. That is not our business. Krishna has created this nice world. Everything is very nice. The sun is rising just in exact time. It is setting in exact time. The moon is rising. The seasons are changing. And we are getting nice food, nice fruit, nice flowers. So, we are not so depressing agent. We don't discourage Krishna. Why? Krishna has created this nice world. How can I say it is mithya? It is the byproduct of Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy cannot be false. It is eternal. Krishna is eternal. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this material world, bhumi rapo, anala vayu, kham buddhi manarejva, bhinname prakriti astadha. These are eight kinds of separated energy of me, Krishna. So Krishna's energy, Krishna is truth. So Krishna's energy is also truth. Because from truth, false cannot come. If Krishna is truth, this energy is also truth. But it is not false. Therefore, we do not accept this Mayavadi theory that the world is false, jagan mithya. We say that Brahma is satya and this world is also satya. The difference is that a devotee relishes a particular type of mellow rasa in this material world. But those who are not devotees, they do not feel any relish from this material world. They feel for some time, but when it becomes stale in their taste, they say it is false. Just like the same example, the jackal first of all tried to get the grape, jumping, but when it was a failure, he said, oh, the grapes are sour, I don't require. So, except devotee, the non-devotees, the konvis, gyanis, yogis, they actually do not relish the sweetness of the creation of Krishna. Therefore, Bhagavat says, Jinnira Bindakha Vimukta Manir. The persons who are thinking that they have become liberated by their own ways. Jannera Vindyakha Vimukta Manina Tai Astabhavas Avishuddha Buddhaya. Actually, they are not tested. They are absolute truth. Therefore, their intelligence is not yet purified. Avishuddha Buddhaya. Anyone who has not reached to the point of surrendering to Krishna, it is to be understood that his intelligence is still incomplete. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mang Prapadam. Actually, one who is wise, actually, not false. Then, after many, many births of struggling in karma, jnana, yoga, he surrenders to Krishna when he actually becomes wise. Jnanavan. And there is a Bengali verse, Krishna ji bhaje sevara chatu. Yes. Unless one is very wise and intelligent, he cannot become a devotee of Krishna. The first class, intelligent class of man, surrenders to Krishna. Just like Arjuna, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he replied to Krishna, Karishe Vachanam Tam. Yes, I'll do. In the beginning, he was posing himself as a very nice man, renounced. My dear Krishna, the other side is my brother, my grandfather, my teacher, Dronacharya, my nephews, my son-in-laws, all my relatives, so I do not wish to fight. Let them enjoy. That was Arjuna's decision in the beginning. And thus Bhagavad Gita was taught to him. But after teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Krishna inquired from him, now, what is your position? Your illusion is over or not? What you have decided to do now? He said, yes, my illusion is over. Karishe Vachanantam, what you are saying, I select. This is Bhagavad Gita, understand. Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṅkha. Then Arjuna went against his first decision. In the beginning he was non-violent, but he changed his decision, he became violent. Violent means he fought. He was a warrior, he was kshatriya. His business was to fight when there is necessity. But in the beginning, he was illusion, katpanna dosu apahata sabhava. Sabhava, by nature, he was fighter, warrior. But katpanna dosu, being miser, apahata sabhava, he was going against his nature. And after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he was posed in his real nature. is not going against the nature. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. This is the instruction given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. Sthane sthita. Let everyone remain in his position. A brahmana. Position means chatupannam maya system gunakarma vibhag. According to different qualities, goodness, passion, ignorance, there are different divisions of the society. Chatubandha, the Brahman. The Brahmana means most learned. Most learned means one who knows the absolute truth. Brahma janati iti Brahman. So there must be a section of the learned. There must be a section of the administrators, kshatriyas. There must be a section, productive. And there must be a section, worker. The chatubarna maya system gunakarma vibhagasa. The society must be divided by natural way. It is divided. The intelligent class, the administrator class, the productive class, and the worker class. And they should cooperate. Then the society is perfect. The same example, just like in your body, you have got divisions. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. It is not that leg is less important than the head, but head is most important. Without head, the arms, the belly, or the leg cannot work. So there should be cooperation. But the division must be there. This is the vision of Krishna and Krishna conscious person. They do not say it is false. They utilize everything for the purpose of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Most scientific and authorized movement trying to place people in an original constitutional position and cooperate for the service of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And actually, when we release some mellow rasa, that is called bhakti rasa. We are trying to explain bhakti rasamrita sindhu by Rupa Goswami. So this is bhakti rasa. The leg is serving the body under some rasa. The hand is serving the body under some rasa. The brain is serving the body under some rasa. So similarly, that is natural division throughout the whole universe, anywhere, because the whole universe is being carried on by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. And there are mixture also. There are three, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Just like there are three colors, yellow, red, and you stand and do something.
disturbing.
Yellow, red and blue. And those who are artists, they mix these three colors and it becomes nine. And again the 9 into 9, it becomes 81. In this way, all these divisions, different forms of living entities, they are being conducted under some modes of material nature, either pure or mixture. And therefore we find so many varieties. So many varieties of living entities. 8,400,000 species of life formed. Jalajanamalakkhani sthavara lakkhavimshati Srimayurudrasankhaka. Pakshinam dasalakkhatam. In this way, there are 8,400,000 species of life, and Krishna claims sarva jonishu kaunse sambhavanti mukta. All these forms in different species of life, their mother is this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. Aham bija pada pita. So Krishna, what you are doing? This fly is disturbing me and what you are doing? Claims everyone, his son. Krishna does not say that the Indians are my son or the Hindus are my son. No, Krishna doesn't say. So Krishna cannot be a sectarian God. God is one. God is for Hindu, God is for Muslim, God is for any other religious sect. And the definition of religion is that the law given by God, that's all. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranito. Just like law means the code or the order given by the state, you cannot manufacture law at home. When the state gives something to the citizens that you must follow this, that is law. It may be a very insignificant thing, but it is law. Just like when they go on the street, the law is, in this country, the law is kept to the left. In other countries, the law is kept to the right. Yes. In America, it is kept to the left.
Not so in China and Russia, I believe.
There are different. You cannot say that I am accustomed to drive my car from the left side. Why shall I go to the right? No, the law is there. You have to abide by the law. Similarly, religion means the law given by Krishna, by God. That is religion. You cannot manufacture religion. Krishna's dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranito. Therefore, real religion is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. So actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is real religion. Everyone should follow this. Then he'll be saved. Krishna assures, Ahamkva sarva papebhyo mukta. People suffer out of ignorance. That is called papa, sin. Any criminal, mostly, he does not know the real law. He commits something unknowingly, by ignorance, and he becomes a subject of criminal punishment. Therefore, ignorance is sinful life. Ignorance. The people should be enlightened from ignorance. And that is real religion. One should be enlightened himself, and one should enlighten others also. That is the mission of Krishna consciousness. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja. Not the cats and dogs, animals. Manusya. On the land of Bharatvarsha, one who has taken his birth as a human being, this point is very important. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo jar. Janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. Because one can become successful in the mission of his life in India, because the India, the real knowledge, Vedic knowledge is there. All the sages and great personalities of India, Vyasdev, he compiled all these Vedas for the enlightenment of the whole human society. So especially those who are born in India as human beings, they should take advantage of this knowledge. They should not manufacture knowledge. The knowledge is already there. Simply one has to take it. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. We have to take it, accept it, and apply it practically in life and distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. This is the mission of India. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not sectarian, neither unauthorized, because it is based on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't interpret Bhagavad Gita. If I interpret Bhagavad Gita, then there is no authority of Bhagavad Gita. The same example, suppose state law, you cannot interpret, then what is the value of the state law? You are a layman. You cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita. Any Vedic knowledge, you cannot interpret. Then there is no authority of the Vedic knowledge. For example, we give it very constantly. Just like cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. But Veda says it is pure. The Vedas in one place says the stool of an animal is impure. We accept it. As soon as we touch stool, in my own stool. I have to take bath immediately to purify myself. But the Veda says that the stool of cow is pure. We take it to the deity room and smear it. This is Vedic followers. No interpretation. When it is stated in the Vedas, it is true, fact, perfect, without any defect. That is called Vedic knowledge. Not that interpreting to my convenience, I become a Vedantist. No, that is not. So the Krishna consciousness movement is preaching that you accept what Krishna says. Sarvadharman Parikrishna. You have manufactured so many things for the peace and prosperity of the people, but you have failed. Take Krishna's word and you'll be happy. So the more you be engaged in Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji magna maskuru, always think of me, manmana, mad bhakta, just become my devotee. It is very simple thing. To become Krishna conscious is possible by everyone. And actually it is happening. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So these boys, they're coming from different religions, different countries, different nationality, different faith. But actually, because they are accepting Krishna, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, they are happy. There is no difficulty. And people are accepting it. They're as if just they were ready to accept this cult. This is our experience. Any of our students can be questioned why he has accepted this Krishna consciousness movement. He will explain. So, although Krishna consciousness movement is not a movement by any particular person, nation or religion, but is still, because Krishna appeared in India, Lord Chaitanya appeared in India, and Lord Chaitanya says that anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha must take the responsibility of spreading this Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of all world. It is not a question of any personal religion or personal ambition or something manufactured by some imperfect sense enjoyer. It is authorized, because Bhagavad Gita is authorized. Bhagavad Gita is accepted. First it was accepted by Arjuna in toto. Sarvamitam ritang manne, jadvadasi kesa. My dear Krishna, whatever you are saying, I accept in toto, without any interpretation, without any rejection. Somebody say, somebody may say, Arjuna was Krishna's friend, to praise him, he might have said like that. No. Arjuna immediately gives evidence that it is not that I am accepting, but you are accepted as such by such great personalities as, like Vyasadeva, Narada, or Sita, gives authority. So, that was 5,000 years ago. Later on, all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, even Shankaracharya, we Vaishnava acharyas, they differ little with Shankaracharya, impersonalist and personalist. But Shankaracharya, even though he was impersonalist, he accepted Krishna in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Sabhagavarsayam Krishna. So Krishna is accepted as the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no doubt about it, by all authorities. And Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataranga nanyat, there is no more superior authority than me. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante imang budha bhava samanyi. Those who are actually buddhas, buddhas means learned. So, they know that Krishna is the original person, as it is confirmed by Brahma in the Brahma Sangita. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara, Ishara means control. So, everyone can become Ishara. Yet, our ministers have his present, is Ishara. Ishara means controller. He is controller of a department. This, similarly, there are many ministers in our country and other countries. Many presidents, they are Isharas. And a common man, he is also Ishara. He is controlling his family. At least he is controlling his dog, cat. So, everyone is Ishara. Just like the modern theory is going on, everyone is God. That's our life. God means Ishara, controller. But there are different qualities of control. I may be controller of my disciples, a few dozen or a few hundred. But there are controllers, millions. They're controlling millions. Therefore, my control and his control is not equal. Therefore, you find out one controller of the another. Everyone is relative control. He controls and he becomes controlled. Nobody is absolute controller. Just like our minister sahib, he is controller, but he is also controlled. So, when you come to the point, if you find out some person that he is simply controller, not control, he is Krishna. Krishna is simply controller. When Krishna was present on this planet, you see the history of his life, he simply controlled. He never became controlled. He was controlled. Therefore, the verdict of the Shastra, Vedic literature, is that Ishara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. But the impersonalist will say, the supreme controller is not a person. He is a person. But Brahma says, no, he is a person. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means person. Murti. But he is not ordinary person. Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchit Ananda. His form is made of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Our form, this form, is not eternity. It will die. It will finish. Why my form, even Brahma's form? Although he lived for many millions of years, just like one day, 12 hours is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhajat brahmano vidu. Brahma's one day, 12 hours. He, these four yugas, 4,300 thousands of years, multiplied by 1,000. That is Brahma's 12 hours. Now you can calculate his life. He lived for 100 years. So his 12 hours is millions of years. So he'll die. Anything in this material world, it will not stay. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Everything will be finished. Therefore, even Brahma's body is not eternal. What you speak of my body, your body, and his body. Sat. Sat means that exists. Om Tat Sat. And Chit. Chit means knowledge. So, Krishna's knowledge is perfect. Krishna says, Vidaham Samitita. I know past, present and future. When Krishna was questioned by Arjuna, Krishna said that many millions of years ago, first of all, I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga, to the sun god, Imam Vivasati Prokta. Vimushan Manavipra. I spoke, first of all, to Vimushan, the sun god. The sun god name is there, Vimushan. The Krishna was questioned by Arjuna, that Krishna, you and me, we are born very recently. How is that you say that you spoke to sun god? That is millions and millions of years ago. So, Krishna answered, yes, I said, I remember, but you do not remember. You are also present. Krishna and Arjuna, they are eternal friends. So whenever Krishna appears, Arjuna also appears. Krishna has got his associates. Arjuna is one of the associates. But that is the difference between living entity and God. God remembers, and the living entity does not remember. He forgets. And another conclusion is, why Krishna remembers and why the living entity does not remember. The reason is the living entity changes the body. Krishna does not change the body. Sambhavami Atmamaya. When Krishna appears, he appears in his original body. But because he looks like ordinary man, avajananti mangamura, kamsimpanuvas. The rascals and fools, they think Krishna is ordinary man, human. So this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is to test the mellow of Krishna. That is the science of serving Krishna. Therefore we have named this book Nectar of Devotion. It is somebody's study of Bhakti Rasa, the mellow, the transcendental mellow, which one can test. Everyone is testing, otherwise he cannot work. So, yat karosi yat juhusi, Krishna says, whatever engagement you may have, Guru Satat Madhapala, do it for Krishna. Don't take the result yourself. Give it to Krishna. Then you'll test the relish, the mellow, transcendental mellow, bhakti rasa. And then you'll be happy. Just like about the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, who was executing his devotional service on this spot. They were ministers. And they gave up everything. Takva churnam masisa mandalapati sani. Mandalapati. Mandalapati means leaders. The leader of the group, mandalapati. Just like there is Astrapati. Similarly, they were Rashtrapati, Mandalapati. Tattva Churnam Asesa Mandalapati, because they are minister, their friendly circles are big, big. Jamindars, administrators, but they gave up their company. Tattva Churnam Asesa Mandalapati, not one, two, but many. Takva Turna Masisa Mandalapati Saning Sadatuchava. Very insignificant. Oh, all this. Give up. Bhutya Dina Ganesaka Ukaranaya Kopina Kanthasitu. Became very poor mendicant, accepted torn cloth. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami here in Vrindavan. They were living underneath one tree one night. Such vairagya renounces. But how they are living? A very rich man coming to the lowest standard of living. We have seen practically in Calcutta, Mr. Sia Das, he was earning, say, about 50 years ago, 50,000, 60,000 rupees per month. But on Congress resolution, he gave up his practice and practically he had no income. In one meeting, he was asked by somebody, everyone thought that he's a very big, rich man. Somebody asked him to give them some subscription. So Siddhartha's admitted that now I have no income. But my party, Congress party, they give me 500 rupees per month for my expenditure. So I give you back. So, because that was his habit, if anyone would approach him asking something, the day's income will be in it. But he could not leave more than 1 year. He could not tolerate so much renounce, because that was material. But these Goswamis, they gave up their ministerial post, opulent post, and become mendicants. How they lived? That is stated. Gopi bhava rasam mritadhi lahari kallola magnausat. They are merged in the ocean of the love affairs of the gopis with Krishna. Therefore, this mendicantism, it was external. They were enjoying better things. So unless you enjoy better things, you cannot give up inferior. So Krishna consciousness is the best. Anyone, individually or collectively, you take it, he'll enjoy real life. Anandamaya Vyasa, that is real life. And actually people are accepting all over the world. Say, 4 days ago I was in Manila. That was my first visit. And all young men in the hotel, we held one meeting. The hotel capacity was about 800 men. Still it was overflooded. And they liked this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting, dancing. So nice. So it has been proven that this Krishna consciousness movement will be accepted in any part of the world. This is India's culture. Why not distribute? Why the government is not interested? That is my presentation. If India want to be glorified, then she must give something, not simply begging. Give me grants, give me money, give me weapons, give me engineers. Give something. That is my problem. Then India will be glorified. Oh, India has got something to give, not to take on, like beggars. I was questioned in Berkeley University by some Indian students. Swamiji, what this Krishna consciousness movement will benefit? What this Sankirtan? We want technology. So I replied, yes, you have come to learn here technology, but I have come here to teach you. Not to learn, but to teach. And they are learning. So, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, every Indian can become a teacher, provided he accepts the teachings of their predecessors, acharya. Otherwise, they will be better. That is my point. Thank you very much.